This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3661 for Monday, the 15th of August, 2022. Today's show is entitled Ham Radio Testing. It is part of the series Ham Radio. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is study and testing for the ARRL Ham license.
Good morning, this is Archer72, and in this episode, this is the morning of my ham radio test. I am going, originally it was just the technician, but I'm going for the general, and I have studying about 30 days on hamstudy.org. Besides the website, the only other source of study was the Associated app that you could buy for $3.99, and that would sync between the online test and your phone. There is an app for both Android and the Apple phone. I found the testing location on the ARRL website, which in the United States is the American Radio Relay League. I used the website to take a technician and general practice test both on Thursday and Friday, and got 35 out of 35, 100% on both times. This is my first time around, so I don't know what to expect when I get to the Masonic Lodge. That's where it's located. The person administering the test is a volunteer examiner coordinator, or VEC.
So I took the test, passed the technician test. They asked me, really nice, and they asked me if I wanted to take the general. Took that. I passed that one too, and then tried out the. Was able to see the extra test, and I did answer all the questions, but I didn't do that well. I think I only got 19 questions out of 50 right. And half of those were guesses. I said before, it was at the Freemasons Lodge. And the people were really friendly there and made it easy to want to go through all the tests. They were even rooting for me when I was going to take the third test. And I didn't quite make it, but it was altogether a good experience. I recommend even like using the hamstudy.org. I would recommend even if you're not going to take the test, just study up on that website just to see what that kind of knowledge you can gain. It was a fun experience for me too. Been out of technical school for over 20 years, about 22 years now, and it was really good giving me a refresher on some of the things I should have known. Not as much the math, but there's some math involved, and I think I don't know if I'll ever take the extra, but if I go online and go through the study course for that, I think I could learn a lot from that too. I think my first project after this, I have a Raspberry Pi that's close to the window, so it's an ideal place to put up an antenna. I don't know how well it'll propagate, but I want to set up a software-defined radio and access that on my laptop so I can see the signals that are close by. Oh yeah, when I was studying, the Mill Road. When I was studying my test, when I got to general, some of the schematics were really tiny, and so I used key magnifier to zoom up on them so I could see what the numbers for the components were, so I could identify them.
I just had to wait for the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. It only took 2 days before I got a notice that they had another 10 days to pay their new fee, which started April 19th of 2022 for $35. And then within about 24 hours, I got a PDF in my email that had both a printable paper that I could put on my station, or also one for my wallet.
My call sign is KD9VMW, as in Kilo Delta Niner Victor Mike Whiskey.
That's all I have for now. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.